Shalom Aleichem, Abiyaf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Basra, Kuf Lamed Beis, Baba Basra 132a, pagination is 263. We'll start on the facing page, though, four lines down into the wide. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, Kosev kol nechasav le'ishto, a person who writes all of his assets to his wife, lo asa ela apetropa. She becomes a caretaker and not a recipient, a beneficiary. The concept over here is that normally if a person writes as a shchiv meira, as a person who's dying, his assets to a specific person, so it works as a gift and it belongs to that person. The exception is if we have a different interpretation as to what the person meant, and we're so confident in that interpretation that we're going to say he did not mean to gift it to that person, but instead he meant to appoint the person a caretaker. If we're indeed very confident about that, then we're going to reassess it with that great level of confidence. And in this case, the assessment is that the wife is being appointed as a caretaker rather than the recipient, winner takes all. If some assets were left out of the gift, then she would indeed be considered a beneficiary and take what she's given. Four lines up, we see Ishta Arusa, the consideration of what happens if the marriage was only a kiddushin and never actually became a nesuin, that she lived as husband and wife with him in the same home. Ishta Gerusha, if the woman who was designated is divorced, then it's going to be considered a gift and she'll get it, and we won't step in and say he must have meant that you're the caretaker. Discussion about Bas Eitzel Habanim, what about a daughter who's been appointed and there are sons, was she being given it or is she just the caretaker, that she's the financial whiz and she's going to be expected to take care of the assets of the family from which they will all benefit, but she doesn't just walk away with everything. And on the bottom line, Bekulu Kani, in general, it's considered a kinyan, a matana, a gift. Levar mia isha etzel ha'achin, v'isha etzel b'nei ha'ba'al. Except for a case where the woman who's being appointed is being appointed for, who are the yorshim? The inheritors are going to be the brothers. So the woman is being granted a position of authority so that they will respect her. And a woman who's being appointed when the recipients are children of the husband from a different wife. Let's move on to today's daf. Boy Rava asked the following question. Bivari Heyach. If the man is healthy at the time that he makes this statement, what would the halacha be? B'shechiv meira, as he's dying and he says this statement that this wife should be the one in charge, hu d'nichalei, it makes sense to interpret it that he's not gifting it, but rather saying that she should be in charge. D'lishtamun mila, they should listen to her. He wants to grant her the authority. Everything has to go through her. Avo bevari, but if he did it while he's healthy, and he said that it goes to her, and what did he mean? Did he mean goes to her as a gift, or goes to her only as a caretaker? Hakai ihu, he's still alive, so he's not worried that they're not going to treat her nicely. Odilma, or maybe, barinami, even by a healthy person, Nichale de l'shtam and mila mehashta. He knows that they're going to listen to her later if she's the authority. But he wants to get them in the mood, in the habit, of honoring her even now. And therefore, what he did was he put her in charge of the assets. And again, if we're interpreting, why did he give her the assets now? Did he give her the assets as a gift? Or did he give her them as caretaker so that she should get more respect? So the Gemara says in one possibility that it's being given to her in order to get them to respect her now. Later, he knows they'll respect her because she's the one in charge. But even during his lifetime, he would have reason for doing this. If you think about it, it's the reverse case of what we had by Yehoshua. Yehoshua, Moshe purposely appoints him during the lifetime of Moshe. He gives him smicha, he has him give shiur, so that people should see that he was already endorsed as a person, as a leader, during Moshe's lifetime. And therefore, there'll be carryover after Moshe's lifetime. They'll continue to respect him. So that's, I need you to respect now, so that later there'll be respect. This is the reverse. The father knows, the husband knows, that they will respect her after his passing if he puts her in charge after his passing. That's clear. The question is now, during his lifetime, and he wants her to be an authority now as well, so that she'll get that respect. In Shulchan Aruch, Evan Ezer, Simon Kuf, Zayin, Se'if Aleph, we find that both cases are considered, with confidence, only a caretaker. Hakosev kol nechasav le'ishto, a person grants all of his assets to his wife, ben bari ben shchiv meira, whether he was healthy or he was dying, ava bishakana miyado, even though a kinyan was made, lo asoa lalapatrapa, she was only made a caretaker, al yarshav, whether those yarshim, those inheritors, are children from her, or from a different wife, or his brothers, or other inheritors. V'im shi'er kol shehu, but if he left over some sort of property excluded from this statement, ben karka ben mitaltalin, whether it's real estate or movable objects, kansa koma shekosov la, then whatever was written to her would be binding as a gift. So again, if he does it sweeping across the board, it means she's a caretaker, which obviously is to her disadvantage in a financial sense. It'll get her more honor. It'll put her in a better position in the family dynamics, but it's getting her less financial asset personally. If he wants to grant her the financial asset and not the honor within the family, then there's a simple solution. He just excludes a certain amount and grants that to remain. He retains that to remain as part of the inheritance, and then whatever goes to her in this statement would indeed be understood as a gift, and we would not step in and say, oh, he must have meant the caretaker. Once he left some off, the indication is that it was indeed a gift, and she would receive that on a financial, personal financial level. Yashay Koach, thank you for joining.